Best Gifts for D&D Players 2026, The Archivist's Verified Field Guide. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. The rule that separates a good gift from a regretted one: buy from the actual maker, confirm it's licensed and genuine material, and match the gift to the kind of player they are. I started as the reference desk person. 30 years of being asked, is this really true? Eventually stops feeling like a burden and starts feeling like a calling. This guide exists because someone has to separate the documented from the decorative. D&D gifts are a minefield. Gemstone dice that are dyed glass. Sharp edge sets that are soft-cornered injection molds. Handmade boxes drop-shipped by the thousand. The hobby is wonderful. The marketing around it often is not. So here's what I do. I check the maker. I verify the materials. I confirm the price you'll actually pay. And if I can't pin an exact number, I say so plainly rather than invent one. We don't sell anything here and we take no markup. We point you to the person who actually made the thing, because trust is built on showing your work. The other thing I've learned, a D&D gift lands when it fits the specific player, not a D&D player in the abstract. The forever DM, the brand new player, the dice goblin with 300 sets and room for one more, the lore nerd who reads sourcebooks for pleasure, the mini painter, the friend who only games over a webcam. These are six different people asking six different questions. I've sorted the guide by them. Find your person, and the right gift is usually one of two or three things. One honest caveat up front, because the work cuts both ways. Prices and stock on artisan and licensed goods move. I've dated my checks. Confirm the live number on the maker's own page before you buy. And if a deal looks too good on a third-party marketplace, it's very often a knockoff. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a good D&D gift, and what's just marketing? Here's the filter I run everything through, and I'd ask you to run it too. Is it real? This matters most with two categories: dice and premium wood goods. Gemstone should mean a genuine semi-precious stone, hematite, amethyst, tiger's eye handcut from real mineral, not a dyed glass or resin lookalike with a stone-sounding name. Sharp edge should mean the die was cast in a mold that holds a true crisp edge and then hand-finished, not a softened mass-produced corner photographed under flattering light. A genuine stone die has a cold weight and a unique pattern in every set, because no two pieces of mineral are identical. That variation is the proof, not a defect. Is it licensed? Anything with the actual Dungeons & Dragons name, logo, or official art, rulebooks, the starter set, the DM screen, the deck of many things, should come from Wizards of the Coast or an authorized retailer. If you see them dramatically cheaper from an unfamiliar seller, be suspicious of counterfeits, which are a real and growing problem in this hobby. Is it from the maker? Wormwood, Elderwood Academy, Dwarven Forge, Norse Foundry, Kobold Press, these are named makers with their own storefronts. Buying direct means you get the genuine article, you support the craftsperson, and you can verify finish, wood species, and stock. Third-party marketplace listings of these brands are where knockoffs and grey market copies live. Get those three right, and you almost can't pick a bad gift. That's not automatically a bad product, but it's not stone, and you deserve to know which one you're buying. Buy direct, verify the species on premium wood goods. The wood species is half the price and most of the character. Buy from the maker's own page, Wormwood Elderwood Academy, where the species is named and pictured, not from a marketplace reseller where walnut-coloured can quietly mean stained pine. What's the best gift for a brand new D&D player? It's a doorway. It is genuinely the lowest friction on-ramp the game has ever had. A tightly designed beginner adventure, a slim rulebook for levels 1 to 3, 5 pre-made characters so nobody has to learn character creation on day 1, and a set of 6 dice. A new player can be playing within an hour of opening it. Because the handbook is a 384-page reference tome, magnificent, but it's a manual, not a first experience. The starter set is curated for exactly the moment when someone doesn't yet know if they'll love this. It respects that. Owning your first dice is a small, real rite of passage in this hobby. I'm not being sentimental. Ask any player about their first set and watch their face. The new player bundle that actually gets played the third item is free, and is the one that determines whether the other two ever leave the box. A gift they can't start alone is a gift that sits on a shelf. Starter set versus core rulebook gift. The starter set to a beginner, save the handbook for when they're hooked. What do you get the forever DM who runs every campaign? The dungeon master is the person who does the unpaid labor of love that makes everyone else's hobby possible. They prep, they improvise, they buy the snacks. Gift them tools that reduce friction at the table. It is the single highest ratio of usefulness to dollars on this entire list. Under $15 and it gets used every session. If your DM is still running off the 2014 books, this is a real quality of life jump, not a cosmetic re-release. It's a luxury, but it's a luxury aimed squarely at the person who loves the chaos these cards unleash on a table. That's a well-targeted gift, which is what makes it a good one. Those bundled ultimate DM kits. On marketplaces, pad the price with trinkets a DM will never use. DMs reliably ask for time, not stuff. The most repeated sentiment in DM communities is that the best gift a player can give is showing up prepared, reading the session recap, and occasionally offering to run a one-shot so the DM can be a player for once. If you're a player reading this, that costs nothing and it's the gift they actually want. What's the perfect gift for the dice goblin? You know this person. They own more dice than they could roll in a year and they will be visibly delighted by set number 41. The trick isn't quantity, they have quantity. It's character asterisk. Get them a set with a distinct material or a story. Sharp-edged dice are cast in molds that hold true crisp corners. They look like cut gems rather than rounded pebbles. And the better ones suspend inclusions, geode-like cores, or shifting color in clear resin. A note of honesty. Sharp-edge has become a marketing term, so confirm the listing shows actual crisp corners and hand finishing. The technique came out of a cottage industry of home casters, and not every mass market set earns the name. Metal dice are the dice goblin's comfort food. Just check that the numbers are molded into the metal and ink filled, not stickered, stickers peel, and a peeling number is the tell of a cheap set. Whatever you pick, give them a full 7-piece polyhedral set, D4, D6, D8, D10, D%, D12, D20. A gorgeous D20 with no companions is a tease, not a gift. Metal dice are overrated for actual play. And that's fine, here's my unpopular shelf opinion. Metal dice are loud, they ding tables, and there's real debate about whether their balance is as true as a quality acrylic. But nobody buys a dice goblin metal dice for fairness, they buy them for the weight and the sound. Just don't gift heavy metal dice to someone who plays on a nice wooden table without also gifting a tray. The sticker test on any metal set, zoom into the product photos and confirm the numbers are engraved and inked into the metal, not applied stickers. Stickered numbers peel within months. What about the lore nerd and the player who games online? Two players who get overlooked, so let me handle them together. The lore nerd reads sourcebooks the way other people read novels. For them, the gift is depth. It's the kind of book a lore lover will actually read cover to cover, and then mine for their next character. Buy it direct from Kobold Press or a known game store, and note the publisher is Kobold Press, distributed via Paizo, which is exactly the license versus knockoff distinction worth getting right. A premium physical dice tower is wasted on them. What they'll love instead? A beautiful set of dice to roll on camera for the ritual of it, a comfortable dice tray that keeps rolls in frame, or honestly a quality desk accessory. A wooden Wormwood personal dice tray, sold on its own below the tower price, is a lovely on-camera object. The authenticity lens here is about asterisk use asterisk. Don't gift the remote player terrain or a giant DM screen they have no table for. Match the gift to how they actually play. Third-party books. Check compatibility, then buy direct. Kobold Press, MCDM, and other respected studios make 5e-compatible books that are often better than first-party supplements. The two checks. 1. Confirm it's compatible with the edition your giftee plays, and 2. Buy from the studio's own store or a known game shop, so you get the real, current printing. For the online player, think on camera, not on table. Their hobby happens in a webcam frame and a browser tab. A photogenic dice set, a small dice tray that keeps rolls visible, or a digital sourcebook on D&D Beyond all fit that life. Physical terrain and screens generally don't. What's the heirloom gift, the one they'll keep for life? Sometimes you want to give something that outlives the campaign. Here the authenticity lens matters most, because heirloom tier is exactly where knockoffs try hardest to look the part. These have a cold heft, a resin die can't fake. They restock in waves and sell out, which is part of why they feel special. Genuine stone, genuinely handmade, genuinely yours. It's held together entirely by rare earth magnets, assembles and breaks down in seconds, and is made to order from named hardwoods by a Massachusetts workshop with a serious reputation. Both are the kind of thing a player keeps for decades and eventually hands down. The through line, real material named maker, made to be kept. That's what heirloom has to mean, or it doesn't mean anything. I'll defend this on the shelf. Heirloom wood goods from Wormwood or Elderwood Academy hold value and meaning because they're made to order from real hardwood by named craftspeople. If you're spending real money on a D&D gift, spend it on craft that lasts, not features that don't. Stone dice are heirlooms, not war dice. Genuine gemstone dice, hematite, amethyst, etc., can chip if dropped hard onto stone or thrown into a metal tray. Mineral is hard but brittle. Gift them with a soft tray or roll-on felt habit. They're meant to be cherished and rolled gently, not hurled across the table. Final verdict. The one rule that turns a guess into a great gift. Match the item to the actual player, new DM, dice goblin, lore nerd, painter, or online, and buy it from the real maker. Genuine material confirmed, no markup, no knockoff. Do that and you can't go wrong. Frequently asked questions. Both are licensed Wizards of the Coast products and both get used immediately. The starter set to play a first game, the screen every single session thereafter. Are metal dice or resin dice better as a gift? It depends on the player. Resin acrylic dice are lighter, quieter, and come in a wider range of looks, including gem-like sharp-edge sets. For a dice goblin, metal is comfort food. For table friendliness, resin wins. If you gift metal, add a dice tray. How can I tell if gemstone dice are real stone? Reputable makers like Norse Foundry state the specific mineral and its hardness. What does sharp-edge mean on dice, and is it worth it? Sharp-edge dice are cast in molds that hold true crisp corners and then hand-finished, so they look like cut gems rather than rounded pebbles. They photograph beautifully and feel distinct in the hand. Worth it for a collector who values looks, but confirm the listing shows genuinely crisp edges, since sharp-edge is now used as a marketing phrase as well as an actual casting technique. What's the best gift for a dungeon master specifically? Tools that reduce table friction. And free but most appreciated, offer to run a one-shot so they can play for once. Are third-party D&D books like Kobold Press worth buying? Yes, for the right player. Two checks before buying, confirm it's compatible with the edition your giftee plays, and buy from the studio's own store or a known game shop to ensure a genuine current printing. What's a good D&D gift for someone who only plays online? Match the gift to a webcam, not a table. A photogenic dice set for the on-camera ritual of rolling, a small dice tray that keeps rolls in frame, or a digital sourcebook on D&D Beyond all fit. Skip physical terrain, big DM screens and dice towers, they have no table to use them on. For the right person, yes. For a casual or online-only player, it's overkill. How do I avoid buying counterfeit D&D products? Buy artisan goods, Wormwood, Elderwood Academy, Dwarven Forge, Norse Foundry, direct from the maker's own storefront, where wood species, materials, and authenticity are verifiable.